Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, it's been so long since we talked.
Yeah, it's been a full 24 hours since we've last chatted. We were joined yesterday by Akiva Winokur to talk about Bachelor Winter Games, which I thought was a super, super fun podcast, considering he doesn't know much about the Bachelor world. We had a lot of fun with him. I'm so glad he was able to come on with us. So if you haven't listened to that yet, reevaluate your life choices, because I know if you live in Canada or the US, you all had a day off today. So what were you doing?
I didn't get a day off because I'm unlucky like that, but still, no excuse.
Yeah, I had a day off, so I got to revel in my my pajamas. I've been wearing the same sweatpants for all day, and I'm probably going to go to sleep in them, even though I did wear them out and about today. I know that's not a great life choice, but
it's like athleisure
for me, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was really fun. We always love when we can expose our madness to other people in terms of what we watch and podcast about each week. So another one down. Who knows? I would love it if he ends up watching the finale too. So success.
I would doubt that, because our good friend Alex Wolpon told us today that the finale is 3 hours.
Oh man.
So we have 5 hours of Bachelor Winter Games this week. And
right,
then,
like they need a wrap their own after Bachelor Winter Games show or something, right? Is that why it's at 3 hours?
Like prayers up for that, but who knows? And then we had the episode tonight, which was 2 hours, obviously. It felt like 45.
45 hours, not minutes.
Yeah, 45 hours. And then Sunday, we have the Women Tell All, which is 2 hours. And then the Fantasy Suites next Monday, which is another 2 hours.
Flip-flopped, so right? We usually have Fantasy Suites, then Women Tell All. And usually there's a week apart. But yeah. Interesting that we get that beforehand.
Are we going to do two different episodes for Women Tell All? And
well, what's going to happen to the third place person? Do they just come out on after the final rose?
I feel like it happened on Rachel's season. Yeah, Eric just came out during the after the final rose. Because remember, they just kind of almost did after the final rose throughout the finale.
So yeah, it's hard to keep track.
But, oh God, why are they doing this to us?
Yeah, they just
keep on our toes.
They want to test us. That's for sure.
So we'll see what we do about that. I don't know. Anyway, so tonight's episode, I have made it known through the 4 years of our podcasting how many Bachelorette seasons have we done by now? Like 7 or 8?
Probably.
Oh God, who knows?
Who knows?
I have made it known that I am no fan of hometown dates. I feel like they are the most boring episode of the season, and this one lived up to my expectations.
Definitely.
Holy shoot, in a cracker was this a slog. Maybe because I didn't have any wine tonight, because I have to work in the morning.
This one, because I believe my stance was I used to like them, and now I'm coming to your side, because I don't know if it's partly that I'm just exhausted by the end of this now, or I think the episodes have kind of gone downhill. We used to always have like really quirky people and high drama. I feel like at least in one hometown date, I felt like I got to know people more and see more of the city. I felt like all four of these dates could have been anywhere. I didn't feel like I knew what the hometown was. Even Tia's hometown, which you thought would have been more unique visit. I felt like it was just really quick. Sitting at dinner, you get the same talking points with everybody, the same bait and switch with the preview last week of someone's going to be so intense. And it turns out they're super nice.
My ex-boyfriend was going to show up tonight, right? And no, that's going to happen the next episode. Like, I don't know. It's so frustrating sometimes. Like, honestly, if I didn't have this podcast, I would skip the hometown episode every single time.
Yeah. So luckily for our listeners, if you didn't watch it, we'll give you the highs and lows. You don't need to.
Seriously, don't bother.
Don't need to bother.
I know a lot of you were watching like Celebrity Big Brother or the ice dancing, which is a much better choice than this. I'm sorry. I don't mean to start this off negatively. Please don't say your mean comments to me about like, why do you even watch the show if you don't like it? Well, because you guys want me to do this, so I do it. They're with all the stuff on TV right now, to have chosen this one to watch, it's like, No, like it's you. They could have condensed this to an hour, and I would have been happy. And they could have done that. I would have been fine with tonight was an hour of hometowns and then the 2 hour women tell all. That would have made way more sense to me.
I agree. And yeah, we could have condensed it. We just arrive. They express their feelings to each other. You get the one of the parents' blessings. You get one of the parents' grilling, and then you head off. That's all we need. That's what they've sort of thrown into all of these. Although with Kendall, who had the first date, obviously she's in LA, makes the most sense logistically. She had the taxidermy to show with Ari. You know, we've gotten previews of it, but now, like, she took him to the studio. She put him to work. I had dinner on my lap at this point.
Yeah, that was a bad idea. I was just
gonna not ask. Good. I just looked down. As soon as I saw that there was, like, skin on the table, I was like, okay, I'm just going to listen because I'm not going to have my eyes on the screen. So let me know if there's anything crucial I missed. But I tuned back in when they were role-playing with the rats.
God. So first of all, I like to say that the first spot is the person who always goes home.
Yeah.
They tricked me this episode. I thought Kendall was going to go home, and they didn't, and she did not. Spoiler alert.
The cocktail party or the rose ceremony actually made a difference at this. The conversation seemed to make a difference in this episode. So
not only did they like explore the taxidermy den, like they stuffed some. I have never wanted to puke so much watching the show as when I saw her put like the cotton in the rat skin. Ugh. And I wanted to die.
So horrible. Why is this not an episode of Fear Factor? I mean, what is Ari? I can't believe that he was just totally game for this.
Yeah,
maybe they are meant to be.
Yeah, he's a lot freakier than we think. Then they role play with the rats. And in the final scene, actually, Ari threw some major shade at Kendall. So to set it up, Kendall had made this like diorama of Paris, and they're like acting out their date in Paris. And at the end, they had some sort of mechanical car and had like a crystal rat and made her like zoom away on this car. And they're like, bye, Crystal, bye. Like, I was like, oh my God.
Wow. Yeah. I haven't been following Crystal on social media, but I'm curious to see how she reacts to that. So tag us or tweet us if you notice anything. But yeah, this was like straight out of like a Bachelor in Paradise kind of scene. I feel like that this is the kind of ridiculousness we expect on that show, but we got treated to it here.
And then the excitement all went downhill from here. We go and meet Kendall's family. We figure out that she has a twin sister named Kylie. Right. Kylie and Kendall, you know, if you've heard
the original Kendall and Kylie, because they're older, right? So,
yep.
Yes. And they're twins. Her sister looks just like her, except with straight hair. And her sister was a little bit like, I don't know, she an armchair psychic or something? Or was she, I don't know, she said like, I sense distance. But yeah, I guess that is just pretty straightforward observation that they don't have the strongest connection. And her family was skeptical, as they should be. Other than that, I didn't like pick up on any like major family drama.
No, not really. Like, yeah. I feel like every family had the exact same concerns and said the exact same thing about it. And then they all ended up with, well, we trust our daughter's opinion. So if she wants to be with you, well, then fine, have at her.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally how every single hometown ended.
Right. I've never seen it where it's exactly the same. Usually we see
like
people giving.
Butter.
Yeah. We usually see like people giving like ridiculous amounts of blessing. And we're like, why are they? So at least people were all pretty reasonable. But yeah, it was. So similar, it was strange. Should we move on to Tia's date?
Let's go for it.
All right, let's go to Wiener.
Let's get the Wiener in.
Yeah.
So we come up to like some sort of dirt track, and then they're basically just reliving the week 2 date. Which, why is that necessary? Why are you making
Tia hated that
art?
Date?
Yeah, what are you doing, Tia? And he loved it for some reason. This either happened for 12 seconds or 12 minutes. Like, I really have no sense of time in this episode.
Yeah, I think it was pretty quick. I mean, it was racing. Maybe she just wanted to show like, hey, we have this here, and you know, kudos to her for picking something that he would really like out of her hometown. But
I yeah, instead of rolling around in the mud like Raven made Nick do.
Right. One thing I have in my notes is that when they got to her family's place, they did a toast with their cocktail weenies. So instead of toasting with drinks. So, you know, staying on point with the Wiener Arkansas branding.
Yeah. And so first we meet her dad, who says stuff like, oh, I'm going to find you on Google and figure out where you are and kill you. Like, there were so many threats of murder in this episode that I feel like Ari should be slightly concerned.
Yeah. All to like varying degrees, I suppose. Because I think some were like more said off camera. So I don't know if he picked up on them all. And then her brother was pretty intimidating character, I felt like. But then he, you know, maybe just because so of the well-timed commercial break.
The Bandit. That was a nickname that was given to me. Like, don't worry about it. Yeah, you better not be kissing everyone else. Like, yeah. Okay, calm down, guy. Like, let's chill for 18 seconds.
Right. Yeah, I'm the dad. I heard he's a ladies' man. And, you know, valid points. He did his research.
Yeah, somebody was reading their copy of Us Weekly.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, all in all, they seem, like, happy for Tia. Totally fine with it.
Well.
So, yeah.
Riveting stuff.
Yes. Then we go to Minnesota for Becca's hometown. It's just a random apple orchard.
How many times a year do you go picking apples at an orchard?
Zero.
Cool. Me too.
Yeah, the only time I see people going to apple orchards is people on Facebook with little kids. Then they get their pictures taken in the fall by the apple trees.
But yeah, I have a friend whose family owns an apple orchard, and I've never gone to pick apples. Thank you very much.
The only time I've gone is like when it's an actual like cidery and they serve cider, but I don't pick any apples. I just get served cider. So, yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah. It even had the apple slingshot. So that was a little twist. Okay. One gripe I have with Becca, because she's been pretty great so far, but I've heard her say, let's do the damn thing about 5 different times. So if that's been aired 5 different times, like how many times has she actually said it?
And that's not just like a Minnesotan phrase?
No. Like she's trying to make this her catchphrase and it's probably in her Twitter bio. And
that's really funny. I have not heard her say it a single time. So I love that you pick up on it. I actually have been slowly falling in love with Becca throughout this whole journey.
Kind of like Ari.
Yeah, and this episode really just, like, solidified it for me. She seems cool, and she's, like, even has some personality, which is
yes.
a real leg up on some of these people. And she's beautiful, and she's smart, and she seems normal and polite. I loved at the end when she told Chris that he looked sharp in his suit. I bet that did some wonders for his self-esteem.
Yeah. Yeah, she... just kind of in her little interactions or when she's saying bye to him, you can just tell her personality and she makes it more fun. She's really upbeat and positive. And even just with her family, it stood out to me that she was just like, I'm so excited that you get to meet my people and have you here. And rather than just kind of sitting awkwardly, she seems to be really present and comfortable with herself. And like, she'll be fine either way, whether Ari picks her or not, where I feel like some of these others are like really,
banking on this.
Yeah, exactly.
Did we know Becca's dad died or did I block that out of my memory?
That's what I was wondering. I think it might have come up on their first date, but it's so long ago that I could go, it's 50-50 whether we knew this or not. But I remember saying you'll meet my Uncle Gary is one of the people we'll meet. So
We met Uncle Gary, whose first question was, if Becca wants to go to church on Sunday, would you go with her?
Right.
Like, dude, obviously, yeah, say yes. Like,
right.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. No, he made the smart choice. Said he's open to her religion. He's just not
as far along.
Yeah. I thought that was a very good parent answer.
Yeah.
Or uncle answer. I liked the mom's question. She said, what other couples do you admire? He did the cop-out answer, which is his parents, but at least it was something.
My parents have been together for 38 years. Like, oh, okay, cool. Great job.
Yes. And then again, the clip of the mom that was shown in the previews of her just saying, no, I won't give my blessing. I mean, it was accurate. At least it wasn't a twist. She did say she wasn't ready to give her blessing. But like we talked about before, it's the same answer she gave everyone, that she'll honor her daughter's choice. And that's basically, you know, a good enough answer for Ari. And I think it's the most logical answer.
I'm so exhausted by asking for parents' blessing.
It's just a bachelor trope. You just have to accept
it. I guess so. I don't know what it is. It's exhausting to me.
Yeah.
Because maybe just because it's so awkward.
Right.
Like, I can't imagine dating someone for 6 weeks and then them asking for my parents' blessing.
When they've just met your parents.
Yeah. Like, it just, again, suspend your disbelief. We're watching The Bachelor. This isn't real life. And there's also just too much feelings talk between the family. Like, I can't imagine me and my brother sitting down and having like a genuine conversation about my future with my partner.
Yeah.
And then I can't imagine anything that Ethan or Jeff would hate more than having to talk to each other about
individually
about me.
It's a good point. Like, I can't even think of a time where you would introduce someone, the person you're dating, and then you'd all like separate off into different rooms and have individual conversations. Like, no, it'd be like a whole group thing. You wouldn't pull someone aside at any point. I would want to be present with my boyfriend the whole time to just like, I don't want this to go off the rails. Like, you know, maybe like down the road,
trust you people.
Yeah, down the road, you get along with someone and I leave to go to the bathroom. You can have your own conversation. But before then, no. So yeah, it's just all very awkward. I have to wonder if it goes back to the very first season of The Bachelorette with Trista, because the big thing that season was she was down to the final two, Ryan and Charlie, and Ryan just on his own asked her dad for his blessing. And of course, like, Charlie just, like, that wasn't a thing in his mind to do, because why would you do that when you just met the family? Mm-hmm. But to Trista, it was like the best thing ever when she heard from her dad that Ryan asked for his permission or blessing if he were to propose. So that like gave her a clue, like, okay, he's going to propose. And also just, you know, she really liked that. She's very traditional.
Yeah.
And just, I feel like from then on, it was like, it happened all the time.
It was an, you it had was a to necessity. Do it.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one season where someone like wasn't close with their family, so they didn't really have a hometown?
That was Melissa on Jason's season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how her did that parent, work out for her?
I don't even know if it wasn't, she wasn't close, or, but her parents were like, didn't want to be on camera.
Right.
Yeah. I think there's probably another one where they weren't close. Well, Dean, I guess, like, you know, we did meet the family, but I guess he filmed this whole other thing with his friends that didn't get shown.
Yeah.
Because he's closer with them.
So. Yeah. We saw no friends. I feel like we always see like one friend.
Yeah. At least one person. We get to see their friends. I feel like we do a little bit more on the hometowns. These were just so devoid of activity and excitement to go along with
except in this next one with Lauren B, where they go horseback riding on the beach.
Doesn't she know to just wait till Fantasy Suites that if she's one of the unlucky ones, somebody will get that date?
Funny. That is funny. This is my nightmare scenario. I'm not a big horse gal.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just frolic on the beach, thank you very much.
Yeah, just sit on the walk on the boardwalk, drink margaritas. Why do you need to? This doesn't seem, I don't know, I've been to Virginia Beach once and I don't remember seeing any horses there, but maybe I don't know where Lauren frequents. Looks like she has a pretty posh life, so
yeah. So then we go to her house, we meet her army dad,
mm-hmm.
who asks Ari immediately, have you ever met anyone in the army? And he's like, what? No, I've never met an army. What's that? And then like later he goes on, he's like, oh, so I went to Iraq with my racing buddies and we talked to some guys and made them feel good. And like the look in Lauren's father's eyes was just pure love. Like he fell
so
in love with Ari.
Right. At first I thought he was going to grill him because he was like, oh, you flew that plane? I thought he was going to be like, there's no way you flew it. But no, he was just like totally smitten.
It was very weird.
It was. Yeah, and he was one, I think, in one of the clips that looked like he was going to be like the toughest person to talk to. And no, he was totally like easygoing and fine with it. It was more her mom that was more skeptical and didn't really give Ari much to work with. She didn't like what did he say? Like that he compartmentalized the relationships, and she didn't like that at all. And
I mean, what do you expect?
You have to, otherwise it's like you're cheating on everyone.
Sorry.
Right. Every parent wants to hear like how their kid is different. Like, how is my daughter different? So maybe you could have phrased it differently, but.
Yeah. Instead of saying, oh, I'm asking every single one of, you know, their parents for blessings to propose to them.
Which he is. So
I liked what Ben did in his season, which was didn't ask for anyone. Mm-hmm. But then called Lauren's dad right before proposing.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Hey, Lauren's the only one left. Can I get your blessing?
Right. And I think didn't he tell the parents, like, I'm not asking for blessings now. I don't feel like we're at that point. Or
yeah.
And I want to wait till I'm committed to one person.
Yeah. And so. I think that's a great way to go about it rather than ask four different people.
Right. And if I recall, though, some of the women were like, oh my gosh, you didn't ask permission. Like, a bad sign, like they didn't like that.
Yeah,
so but yeah, it makes a lot more sense because it's awkward that even to the person who it's really special for them, oh, he asked permission, it kind of takes it away if he's asked it to all of them,
everyone. And like, right. if you watch the episode and see that, like, I would be really upset unless he had told me beforehand. But then again, like you said, it's never going to be special again.
Mm-hmm. True. So those were the four dates.
Wow.
Yeah. Based on the four, how were you feeling about which way he was going?
I thought there was just no way Kendall was making out of this episode. Just like not a chance.
I thought so too. But surprise, surprise.
We were wrong.
Yeah.
I was really suspect because we got to the rose ceremony at about 9:30. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, there's something else coming.
Right.
So he does his usual, is there, and then walks out, and then comes back, and then says, Kendall, can I talk to you? And they go talk outside. And what he really wants from her, it was very Rachel Peter, where he needed her to say, like, yes, I am ready for a proposal at the end of this. And we never saw her say something like that. Like, she said she was really into him, really falling for him. Like, she likes thinking about future with him, et cetera, et cetera. But she never said, I can guarantee to you at the end of this, I am ready to be an engaged lady.
Which I'm glad for that she didn't just say what he wanted to hear to get to the next point in the show, which is good. Like, if that had been Rachel Peter situation, or if she had asked that somebody, like, she would have got rid of that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Ari decided to stick with Kendall. How would you feel if you're Tia and you hear, okay, he pulls someone away, pulls Kendall away, talks for quite a while, comes back, and he says, like, sorry about that, everyone. I just need to get it right. Like, how would you feel if you're the person going home then?
I would feel really concerned. And also, if at a certain point, because the women were all like, well, the three of us, this makes sense. So who is it between Kendall and who?
And Tia was the one questioning it the most.
Yeah, well, with reason.
Yes.
And then so if Kendall had gone home, I would have been very nervous if I was any of those three women that it was between me and her, and I would have needed his confirmation. Like, no, it wasn't between you and Kendall. It was, I don't even know.
Right.
Like, it's just ridiculous. I would feel bad.
Then you know that he was wavering between two of them for sure. Yeah. Whether even if Kendall went home. And I thought it was interesting. He said to her, it was like a kind of a threat. If you stay, someone else goes who's really ready to get married. Like,
well, you're not ready to marry them, so what does it matter?
Yeah, why keep them around?
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, why keep them around and break their heart even more, like, in a week and a half?
Right.
And it's a longer plane ride home.
Yeah. Good point. So, yep, Tia is sent home. She's in tears. She says what we hate to hear. She says, what did I do wrong?
Tia, you're 26 and you're hot and smart. Like, you're going to be fine. You're like, this is all going to work out for you. You're probably going to be the Bachelorette.
Most likely.
Even if you're not, you're probably going to make out with at least 6 different hot guys in the LA area.
Yeah. Or in Mexico when you're on Bachelor in Paradise if you don't get the Bachelorette.
You're going to be here somewhere. Like, you're going to be fine, Tia. And I get it in the moment. Like, this is truly how you feel. You're in love with this guy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's like, girl. Although I did love her heavy sob into his shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, I love the tear stained suit because it's like, F you, man.
Right.
You ruined me. I'm ruining this suit that you didn't pay for.
Right. She just had one of those classy exits where, you know, she gathers herself, like, kind of contains the tears for a little bit. Then, you know, takes time to sit with him. She doesn't storm off. She asks those questions, like, just give me something, like, tell me some reason, like, and he doesn't give her anything really, but just says there was something missing, like, I really admire you. And then she does the, like, follow your heart, like, wish you the best. So really, like, is working that audition for The Bachelorette pretty well. So
I can't imagine leaving this situation without saying, F you, F you, F you.
Right.
But that's the kind of petty bitch I am.
I want to go to Peru. Like, this sucks.
Yes.
Yes. Totally. Well, yeah, they're headed to Peru next. And that looks pretty fun. I'm excited for that. Not excited about all the hours that we have to watch to get there.
I'm not either. I'm going to be honest, and you guys are all going to think I'm ridiculous, but I've been having, like, just, like, one big anxiety attack about all of the podcasting I've said yes to in the last, like, 2 weeks, and we're going to get through it, and then by the end, we're going to be very tired, and we're going to really have earned our 2-month break.
Yeah, that's true. We do have a break coming up, so.
Like, I'm surprised I haven't lost my voice yet.
That's a good point, because you're doing Top Chef, you've been on the Newly Host, you've been saying yes to other stuff, where I'm just sticking with this.
I need to stop. I'm such a yes person, and and then I think about it, and then I regret saying yes, but then I don't like to disappoint people, so I don't want to, like, go back and be like, actually, you know what, I better not do this.
Right.
And so, God, I'm just complaining about...
Well, yeah, I mean, it, like, seems like a weird thing to complain about, but it does take up, like, a huge chunk of an evening, and there's... like, things behind the scenes that we do, and it's time watching the show. So it's a different way of watching TV, and we love, like, our community and talking to everyone. But, you know, if you overcommit, then it's one of those things that you can get a little overwhelmed. So,
and one of my anxiety triggers is, like, is to having commitment in the future. And just, so the idea of, you know, next Thursday, I'm thinking, like, oh, I can't do something because I have to do this. Like, that's just one thing that kind of, like, sets me off, and I get really overwhelmed by these things. And then, you know, afterwards, it's obviously fun because it's not a big deal. Like, I'm just watching The Bachelor, but, like, the idea of all of these things piled up on me, that's when I start to get a little, like, I break out in hives. Okay.
Well, how about I tell you about something that will make your life easier, Haley?
Ooh, I would love that.
Okay, it's called HelloFresh, and I'm super excited that they are a sponsor this week. And HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite recipes, gives you step-by-step instructions, pre-measured ingredients, so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. How's that sound?
Oh, like, it sounds like a dream come true. You guys know I love eating, but what you might not know is that I don't always love to cook. I'm a little impatient. And HelloFresh is the perfect service for this because you choose your delivery day for what works best for you. And you won't spend all night in the kitchen because recipes only take about 30 minutes. It's that simple. There's lots of one-pot recipes for seriously speedy cooking and minimal cleanup. And each week, there's a 20-minute meal on the classic menu for when you really don't have more time than that. So if you have a long commute, and you get home and there's only 30 minutes until The Bachelor starts, but you need your Snapchat. Amy, that's probably what happened to you tonight.
It is. I mean, I get home from work about 6 and then we got to be ready at 7 to watch The Bachelor. And, you know, a lot of nights when that happens to me, I just grab cereal and then I'm not satisfied. And tonight I was able to make kimchi hot sauce burritos. Very delicious.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
Only took 10 minutes prep, total of 25 minutes to make, and something I would never, like, think of to make for myself. But because I get 3 meals delivered and I'm a vegetarian, so I chose the veggie plan, there's just such variety in what you can have. I feel like I'm getting takeout, but I'm making these fresh ingredients and I don't have to worry about the price of takeout. These meals are less than $10 a meal. I can make them myself and I'm not a good cook, or with my boyfriend. It's more fun that way. It's not time consuming. I don't have to like text him like, oh, we forgot this ingredient for this recipe. Everything's pre-measured. The seasonings, I'm really bad at picking out my own seasonings. It's all there, pre-packaged. And if there's an ingredient you don't like, it's all, or you're allergic to, it's all packaged separately. So you don't need to put that in there. If you get the classic, you can even like go in and log in and switch out some of your meals. If you see something coming in your delivery that you are not quite a fan of, you can swap it for something you would enjoy more. But I'm really like loving that I can be surprised by something that I wouldn't necessarily pick out for myself. Like these kimchi burritos. Yeah.
And it's, I love that there's three different plans to choose from. There's the classic, the veggie, like you said, and the family. Mm-hmm. The classic, you get a variety of meat, fish, and seasonal produce. And that's the best part. It's all seasonal produce. Like, you're not going to ever have something that's out of season. And I love that about that. And there's the veggie. So there's the vegetarian recipes with plant-based proteins. Amy, that's right up your alley. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if it's more than just you and, you know, your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your roommate,
or your leftovers for the next day.
Yeah. So there's the a family plan. There's quick and easy meals with all the yum-worthy flavor that the whole family is going to love. There's even some kid-tested recipes like ravioli gratin with spinach, thyme, and Parmesan breadcrumbs. Your kids are going to love that straight up. Or, you know, there's some premium options. So if you have, you know, Valentine's Day was last week. So if you had a Valentine's Day dinner, you want to bump it up and impress your person, you can get something like lobster ravioli and shrimp with tomatoes and tarragon cream sauce. Oh my god, that sounds like a dream come true to me.
Yeah, or Juicy Lucy burger with tomato onion jam and arugula salad is a Hall of Fame customer voted favorite. And I don't know, Juicy Lucy's, I think, were invented in Minnesota. So
they were indeed. I was just going to say that. I'm surprised that Becca didn't have one on her hometown date.
That would have been more fun if we had seen someone eat a Juicy Lucy, but yeah, you'll have to make one for yourself if you choose the classic plan. And it's just really cool. It comes all in one box. You get the nutrition information, these really pretty recipe cards with the pictures overhead, so you know that you're not making a mistake. And it's insulated, so it's all safe and fresh. So, you know, the name is perfect. Hello Fresh. And we've got a special offer. If you use our unique URL, HelloFresh.com, and enter the promo code. Actually, it's not a unique URL. It's just the promo code is Bachelor30. You get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. So HelloFresh.com, promo code Bachelor30. All right, Haley, we have, I don't think we have our draft ready yet because That's we're recording fine. This right after the episode. I know that we're losing, but you're doing better,
have
no one I think.
Left, but I have two people left.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So I have still hope.
If you would, like, I truly can't. I picked Kendall because I knew I was going to get some guaranteed intro package points. And I thought she was going to be gone the first night. And here she is going to hometown or the fantasy suites.
That's shocking.
It's truly mind blowing.
Yeah. But you just like thought you'd get the weirdo points, you know, because she's a taxidermy enthusiast.
And I might get intercourse points, you know, and so now, really a dream come true.
Yeah, exactly. So, follow at GeorgeCTV to see when he posts the latest updated draft. And then we've got a few questions, not as many this week, because, again, people had other options of what to watch. And we're recording this very shortly after the episode.
I'm very, very, very sorry to the West Coast people. We had someone comment on one of our threads last week saying, like, oh, I guess no West Coast questions. Mm. We're very sorry. But to get all of our content out to you in a reasonable amount of time, we have to record right after the episode on Monday
or we won't be able to watch the winter games.
Yeah, because that runs 8 to 10, our usual recording spots at 9 on Tuesdays. So it would have just been a little bit too difficult, so we thought this would be a good idea. Our episodes seem to come out right on Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. When we record Monday nights, this isn't a permanent change. So you West Coastians, please don't get mad at us. We love you so much.
Yes. And if you have any pressing questions that you still want us to answer.
Yeah, we'll totally answer them.
We will. And a good way might be to email us so we don't miss them in the Twitter feed if they are delayed. But you can email us at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com. And we got an email this week from Andrea. She says, Amy and Haley, I think maybe Kendall and her sister Kylie are secretly members of HAME. Also, let me be the first to say Kendall for Bachelorette. I think she might be the first to say that. But that'd be an interesting season.
Mm-hmm. And Andrea said, I just started, I just started the episode late because I was watching Ice Dancing. So I don't know if this email is too late for the podcast. I've only watched the first 20 minutes so far.
Okay, Andrea, so maybe she changed her mind. But
right under the wire. Ice Dancing, great choice. As we sit,
she probably thought, like you said, that Kendall's for sure going home. So she's ready to root for her. But Kendall could still win at this point.
We're about 14 minutes real time from the top, Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer Ice Dance long program. And I'm like devastated that I'm missing it. And I'm just hoping that they win gold.
So you're recording it, right? You don't need to like see it. Or are you watching like on mute?
I am not recording it. CBC is really good at putting it all online. So I'll just find it. And I'm sure somebody's going to tweet the video out. So, and I'll probably watch it the whole thing tomorrow. Like I just have it on while I work.
Nice.
So. And I also have a lot of hours of Celebrity Big Brother to catch up on.
So. Oh gosh, me too. Again, it seemed like people were not happy with whatever went down tonight, but that's all I picked up on. Yes. These are Facebook questions. This is from Steph Boucher. If you were on The Bachelor, what activity would you choose for the day portion of your hometown date?
I love this question. I was thinking about it. I live in Niagara, which is just a hotbed of lots of things to do. You could obviously go see Niagara Falls. I'm going to go a different route. There's a lot of wineries in the area, so I would do a wine hopping tour, and I would probably get like super loaded so that I could emotionally deal with this strange guy meeting my family for the first time.
That's a good one. I feel like Minnesota, you know, I guess.
Land of Lakes. You could always, Wisconsin.
Right. No, 10,000 Lakes. You could always do an apple orchard, I guess. She opened that idea up to me, but I feel like Mall of America. It's not as big as one in Edmonton, but it's a pretty big mall. Biggest one in the U.S. I feel like that's kind of a classic. And then maybe I would get like a shopping spree there from the producers, like we've done in the past. Maybe I could finagle that somehow and say, hey, you know, we'll do a little shopping spree here. But I like the idea of having some liquid courage before going to
meet the
family.
There's some breweries in Minnesota that you could go to.
Yep. Jennifer Jones, let's say you are dating or married to someone you really love and they suddenly decide taxidermy is their favorite hobby. What do you do?
It's just not acceptable. That's not happening.
Grounds for breakup right there.
That is a deal breaker, my friends.
Yes. Amanda Danforth, how similar was this hometown to when Kendall brought Harry Styles to meet her sister Kylie?
Amanda, I have no idea. I believe Kendall dated Harry Styles after Taylor Swift, quote unquote, dated him.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. I think Kendall's currently dating Blake Griffin, formerly of the LA Clippers, now of the Detroit Pistons.
Wow.
So we'll see how long that lasts.
Right. Felipe Chamon, how likely do you think the following people are to be the next Bachelorette? So here's his list.
Okay. And I will give my my ratings 1 through 10. Wait, 1 out of 10. Whatever. You know what I mean.
Sure.
As so you go through each person.
He had Becca and Kendall on the list. He does not have Lauren on the list. And he says, like, if eliminated. Doesn't have Lauren. He probably knows she's too boring already to be Bachelorette. Cien.
Give her a 6 out of 10.
Okay. Vanessa.
0.0.
Yeah, I was like, who is Vanessa? Who's Vanessa from next season, right?
I would think.
Okay. Yeah. No. Tia.
15 out of 10.
Amanda.
Amanda?
Like
Mom
Amanda?
Amanda?
I'm guessing.
No, like 2 out of 10.
Yeah. Lace.
0.5 out of 10. I think she's dating a guy still.
Okay, like 0.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Doesn't have what's her name? Christina on this list.
Christina, I'll give her a 12 out of 10.
She's still a dark horse.
Yeah.
And Ashley I, depending on Bachelor Winter Games.
Like -5 out of 10.
Yes. I'll co-sign that. Will Holston, will you two be drafting against one of Kendall's pieces of taxidermy next season? Ouch. And how much more mad will you be when it wins the draft?
How dare you, Will Holston? Yeah. I thought you were on far. My side.
Justin?
Who are we going to draft? I don't know. We have months.
We have to think about this.
And honestly, maybe we should just have no strategy and just like give up and know that we're going to lose and just have like a fun person. Yeah.
Yeah. Justin Feinberg, once again, I decided to watch Celebrity Big Brother instead of The Bachelor because priorities. Also, like Haley, Hometowns is my least favorite episode of the season, so any chance to put off watching it, I take. But I've watched Bachelor Winter Games, and I saw previews for this episode. And in those previews, at least 5 different people appeared to threaten or wish death on Ari if he did not pick their beloved sister, daughter, or friend. Now that you've seen the full edit, just how dead is Ari? Follow-up question, and assuming Ari survives the next month and is not already dead, how dead will Ari be when he breaks up with his fiancée in 3 months' time? Or was the preview so misleading that Ari will still be alive and kicking in a year's time?
Oh, Justin, you have me in tears tonight. Holy mother. First of all, don't even catch up on this episode. Not worth it, Justin. Just not worth it. He might be dead by now. Here's who could have murdered him. Mm-hmm. Tia's brother and Tia's dad. And now that she's gone, he might be dead.
They're the leading suspects.
Yeah. Lauren's dad also threatened death, I believe. Mm-hmm. Becca's uncle did not threaten death, which is nice.
Right.
And Kendall, I don't think anyone threatened death around her, but keep in mind, she has lots of taxidermy, so just be careful, Ari. Just watch your step, okay?
Yeah. All right, well, that's it for questions. I want to remind you guys about our special offer with HelloFresh. $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. Visit HelloFresh.com, enter promo code Bachelor30, and we would love to hear what you think of it.
Okay, and send me your pictures if you get it and make the food, because you know how I love myself a good food photo.
Yes, so. And that's true. All their recipes are very, I don't know if photogenic's the word for pictures, but they're very Instagram-friendly. Instagram-worthy, yes. They're very pretty, and they make it easy to make. So with that, Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at @hstrong_.
And you can find me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll catch you on our next podcast, which will be about the Winter Games.
And we have a really special guest set up for that one, too. So we're not going to spoil this because we're excited.
Yeah. So look out for that sometime this weekend. All right.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.